Can you talk about the drive that these characters have and where, I know it's different for every character, but what drives them and why are you attracted to characters that are striving and what that has?
I'm drawn to that very strongly. I just, it's purposefulness. They all live in the modern world, and this is all contemporary. I don't read any historical fiction. And the pressures and the mundaneness and the everyday life is all there around. And they all have to, you get their car tuned and all. But there is something that says, I'm going to write about the moments and the experiences they have that are larger than that, that have more drive to them. Mila and Andres are both artists, and they're both shaking up their art right at the moment they meet. They're taking it and shaking it up. And as they figure that out, they go, okay, well, let's shake it up together. Let's meld our emotional and our sexual energy with the shakeup. And I'll watch you do it, and you watch me do it, and we'll make it all happen together. So they're driven by both their art and their electric chemistry that they have. And so that's their compulsion. The other two, Karen and Leo, are different. Karen is on a world mission. She's on a mission for her cause. And Leo is probably the most stable of them all. He's not an artist, but he's a professional in his... I'm not going to reveal his career because that's one of the big secrets of the book. But he encounters this woman, Karen, who's on a mission. And they have an instant realization that they should dance together. So, yeah, three of them have an overt, driven purpose. And Leo goes along for the ride and becomes a full participant. I love the moment when two people go, okay, I'm not just going to believe that this is a random, boring moment, you know. And all of a sudden, they risk. They risk. When Mila and Andres, their first meet, is so unordinary that you realize they must have risked a lot, even to talk the way they're talking, say the things they're saying to each other in the first instant. And they're toying with big things right immediately. Art, sex, love, nature, right away. And they're entwined and they're going. I like that. Maybe we don't all get to have a moment like that in our life, but if you took any person's life story and went like this, you could recreate a moment where they decided to live their life. And maybe you'd have to fictionalize it, and maybe you'd have to encapsulate it. But I don't think we're just here to just wander around randomly. I think everybody has a story and an impulse driving them. And that principally comes from the exigency of that we're aware that we're only here for a short time and it's going to be over. We're going to die. And that's a drive. Well, could I have a moment? You know, I'm going to live 60, 70, 80 years. I want a moment at least. So I choose to show those moments. Some other writers might not, but I'm going, okay, let's do that. You know, let's have exciting moments. 20 minutes in, Mila had a reaction. She goes, what the hell did I just do? I exposed so much. And she walks away and, you know, he's smiling, goes, well, that to be continued. But she had a reaction. She bounced off her shit, you know, the things that it brought up, because it was so incredible and beautiful and startling. She startled herself. And for Andres, he then had to go be with his mentor and his family right after that. And he confided right away into Lydia that something was going on. And she picked up on it and she pushed him into it. And he had to immediately deal with his stuff too, because she was a worthy opponent. She was a worthy mate. She was a worthy person. And I'm going, you know, this gives me the motivation to handle my stuff. I want to be not wallowing in it with this woman. I want to be there in my authenticity with her. And so this, and so that, and so this. And he goes through quite a reexamination of his life during the first part of the book. And she does too. But they have two different directions. Hers has to do with her mother issues around sexuality, and his has to do with his father issues around being an independent person and an artist, and parental disapproval that they had to get rid of. It's especially true when you have a short story, and my short stories are under 2,000 words. They're fast, but each one has a moment. So it's necessary to feel the energy of what's going to happen right at that moment. And some of them do bounce off each other. Some of them go for it. And for some of them, it's a shock. And for some of them, it's a catharsis. So yeah, I have a book of 50 short stories in which it happens 50 times with 50 different couples. And that's, I found to be repeatable. I can keep going on that. It's the most fascinating element of what I like to bring into life, is that moment when you have an exciting thing happening